You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. What's hot in the art world this summer? Waiting on a long, snaking line outside a museum. These are sounds from the Rain Room at the Museum of Modern Art, which has been drawing massive crowds with people standing online for up to 8 hours to enter the installation. And at the Guggenheim, they're lining up to see the work of light artist James Charrel. Which brings us to the question, are museums deliberately trying to create long lines to turn their shows into media sensations? Here to answer that question is art critic Deborah Solomon. Welcome back, Deborah.
Good morning, Soterios.
First of all, what is the Rain Room and why is it so popular?
Well, the Rain Room is currently at the Museum of Modern Art, but I think it can more fairly be described as a Disney ride. It consists of a dark room, which you enter, where water is falling from the ceiling to simulate a rainstorm.
Okay. So you're getting wet when you go into this room?
Well, no, you don't even need an umbrella because unlike real rainstorms, this one is a fantasy one which you can control simply by walking. There are sensors installed on the ceiling that make the rain stop wherever it senses a person.
Oh, okay. So what's your review of it? Is it worth waiting online for 8 hours to experience it?
No. I think that, first of all, it's part of a show at PS1 called Expo One, which is about ecology, and it makes sense in that context. But in this context, removed from all ecological issues, it really just becomes a spectacle that serves no purpose so far as I can see.
And we've been having a lot of rain lately, so I don't know if you need to stand online to get rained on.
Exactly.
And who created the Rain Room, and what was the point of this installation? Mm-hmm.
The Rain Room was not created by an artist, but by a team of designers in London named Random International. And it feels, in a way, like a group project. It doesn't feel like a work of art in the sense that it's not one object created by one person out of a sense of emotional necessity, but an entertainment project.
WNYC's Gisele Regatao spoke to a few people as they were leaving the Rain Room last week. They had all waited for about 3 hours, and here's what they said about whether the experience was worth the wait.
It's discouraging. I had no idea there was going to be a line, actually, and I thought it was too long.
You get used to waiting in lines in sort of like modern day society or whatever. It's just kind of a factor of life. I'd probably do it again if I just got up earlier.
I don't know. It was an interesting experience. I'm not sure I'd wait in the line again, but it was worth going to for sure.
Why not?
Because it's a long time. So.
Those were college students Carolina Lara, Alexandra Weston, and Shannon Slade. Deborah, as one of them said, waiting online is part of modern-day society. I mean, there are huge lines at the James Charrel show at the Guggenheim. Alexander McQueen at the Met brought out huge crowds a few years ago. Are lines unavoidable to see popular art?
Well, everybody wants to see a hit show, and there are genuine hits, such as the Alexander McQueen show that you mentioned, the fashion show at the Met, or The Clock by Christian Marclay, which also generated long lines. But I don't see the Rain Room as a genuine hit so much as a fabricated hit, in which the museum is actually sending out tweets bragging about how long the wait is. And what they could be doing is issuing time tickets. So instead of standing online, somebody who arrived at the museum at noon could spend the next 2 hours looking at the permanent collection and the Oldenburg show, which is there now, instead of standing outside doing nothing. And they seem to be taking a perverse pleasure in generating lines and thereby generating publicity for a show which really doesn't offer much in terms of aesthetic pleasure. By the way, the Rain Room is a dark room with a very bright spotlight in it. It's lit by one harsh lamp. And to me, it felt a little bit like a prison yard in the evening.
Okay, well, just to clarify, there are actually two options to go into the Rain Room. You have to stand on those long lines if you want to actually walk through the rain. But if you just want to go into the room and walk around the rain, there apparently is no line. So why are people waiting for 8 hours?
You can walk around the perimeter of the room and look at it from a slight distance. I think they're waiting because they've heard so much hype about this project. When you hear that someone is waiting 8 hours, you think, should I see it? What are they all waiting for? And it builds up a real sense of expectation. Also, there are a lot of people who can't wait online because they're working or because their health doesn't allow them to stand in the heat for 5 hours. So I think the show is probably appealing to a very limited audience.
Are museums addressing the line issue at all? And is the public just complying, or is there any backlash from people?
Well, I think a great show is worth waiting for. I don't mind waiting for the James Charrel show. Soterios, I want to ask our listeners, are they okay waiting online on these long museum lines, or do they think museums should be practicing more crowd control?
And you can join Deborah for a discussion on museum lines at WNYC.org. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you.
Deborah Solomon is an art critic and WNYC contributor. The Rain Room at MoMA is open until July 28th, and the James Turrell Show at the Guggenheim goes until September 25th. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.